You're listening to Youth Radio's Audio Pen Pals. This is a collaboration between WFHB's Youth Radio in Bloomington, Indiana, and KDNK's Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, or AZYEP, in Carbondale, Colorado. Participants from both programs were paired up to share their experiences and ask questions about each other. Now, you'll hear a series of four audio pen pal messages. Today's episode features Bryn from Youth Radio and Parker from AZYEP.
Hey Parker, it's Bryn. I'm really excited to be pen pals, and I love the sound of all of your hobbies, especially your show at your radio station, and I was wondering what your show was about, because it sounds really interesting. And it's so cool that you've been a DJ for that long. I've only been a DJ for a couple of months now, but I'm really liking it. I typically play folk or indie music, and I was wondering if there's any specific type of music that you like to play or listen to or anything like that.
Hi, Bryn. It's Parker. I'm really excited to be your pen pal, too. Your show sounds so cool, and I really like your taste in music. I never really have a theme for my music shows. I just kind of play whatever I'm feeling in the moment and then build a playlist off of that. I also have a monthly public affairs show with AZYEP called Dimensions in Diversity, which is a talk show centered around the queer and disabled communities. I have a different guest on each month from the community to talk about their work, their daily lives, and any challenges they face. I'm curious to know if it's only music that your show focuses on, or if you include conversation with the listeners as well. Do you have a regular time slot? I'd love to tune in sometime. What's your favorite song right now? Just curious. I look forward to hearing back from you and getting to know you more. All the best, Parker.
Hey Parker, your show Dimensions and Diversity sounds really cool. Is there a place that I can go listen to it? Or is there like a show that you're most proud of? I'd love to hear how you came up with the idea and like the creative process behind it. To answer your questions, my show is typically from 4 to 5 p.m., but some days I am on 5 to 6 p.m. And my show mostly focuses on music, but I have grown a lot more comfortable on air, so I'm talking a little bit more. But next school year, I plan to expand on what I do on the radio, maybe some more talking, or I'm a journalism student, so I could see myself doing like local news in Bloomington, reporting, things like that. So I'm kind of excited to expand what I do. I don't think I really have a favorite song at the moment. I listen to a lot of folk and indie music. I would say that my guilty pleasure is like country or bluegrass. So I've been listening to a lot of that recently, but I'll let you know if I think of a specific song. And my last question is if you had like any go-to song that you listen to. So yeah, can't wait to hear from you. Bye.
Hi, Bryn. It's Parker. I was really excited to hear about your show because it sounds awesome and so does your music taste. I hope to listen to it soon and hopefully catch it live if I can at some point. I was really excited to hear that you are a journalism student because I was as well. I was the editor for my school newspaper, The Brimstone, and I loved working on that. So I love meeting other people that love to do journalism as well. Everything you said about the kind of music that you listen to sounds really cool. I don't have a go-to song I guess it depends. I go through phases where if I find a song that I either haven't listened to in a long time or if it's a new song I just haven't heard before in general, I'll like wear that song into the ground for like 2 weeks before I get tired of it. Recently, it's been On Purpose by Sabrina Carpenter. It's one of her older songs from like an album that she made like back when she was still with Disney Channel, I think. And it's a really good like upbeat pop song, and it's kind of getting popular online right now, which inspired me to start listening to it again because I loved it when I was younger, and now I think I'm getting to the point where I'm getting tired of it, so that probably means I'll find a new song to hyperfixate on for a while. So I'm just wondering, what kind of stuff do you write for your journalism projects? I don't know if you also happen to work for your newspaper or whatever it is, but I would really love to know more about it, and maybe we can talk more about that in the future. Okay, awesome. Show I'm most proud of would probably be as far as like dimensions and diversity goes, I recently had my mom on as a guest. She is a art teacher at the high school that I went to, and was recently honored with the Teacher of the Month Award, and also has her own art business where she bedazzles skulls with gemstones. And she's been a teacher for over 20 years, and she's really good at what she does. So I wanted her to have her moment and just get to talk about all the cool things she does, especially raising a kid, me, who has a physical disability and uses a wheelchair, how she has learned to be a good parent of a disabled child, and just being a good advocate. So I had her on the show, and it was really cool. She'd never been on the radio before. She was very nervous, but I think she did a great job. That was my favorite show that I think I've done so far. And you can listen to past episodes on katieandk.org. Oh, yeah, we can also send files. So, like, I would totally do that for you if you wanted to listen. So, yeah, I think that's it. Looking forward to hearing from you, too. Okay, bye.
That's all for this exchange between Bryn and Parker. Tune into WFHB or KDNK to hear more Audio Pen Pal messages.